You don't go through some shit to not have greatness at the end of it, you know, so.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063. In this episode, we have returning guest Heather Herman, owner of House of Hair. Heather, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
It's great seeing you.
You too.
It has been a while.
It has. Yeah. I can't believe it was 2023.
Yeah, we're talking off air. September 2023.
Time flies.
It does. Yeah, that was episode, for the new listeners, 46. If you want to go back and give that a listen, I highly recommend it. A lot of emotion. Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of good and a lot of positive came out of it. And we learned a lot about House of Hair. And before we get too deep into the episode, thank you so much. You brought me fresh donuts.
I did.
That is awesome. You're the first guest to bring fresh donuts.
It's right down the street. How can
it's you no know? Brainer, right?
You're like, you got a couple extra minutes. I'm like, well, where else better to stop than
yeah.
Well, for thank some you. Good donuts, of course.
Because that's and they are the best donuts. For listeners that might not know, fresh donuts. Oh, I'm bad. I should know the corners of the streets.
Is that 12th and Cumberland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. 12th and Cumberland. I've been in Lebanon all my life, but oh my goodness. Yeah, 12th and Cumberland. Best donuts. Pricing's ever. Great.
Yeah.
They got milk there. You want to get milk. You want to get apple juice. I know because I've gotten, you know, half a dozen donuts and some milk. You know, you can't beat it. So shout out to Fresh Donuts. Definitely go check them out.
I grew up going there. You know, it was like every Friday night. My parents used to go there, for coffee, because it was a coffee shop, you okay. know, like 30 years ago. That's what, gosh, I have to think back to, you know, how old we were. But yeah, it was like the coffee shop to go to. You would sit at the bar just like you would at like Mel's Diner or something. And they'd sit there and drink coffee for hours. And I remember always being there with my brother, like, oh my gosh, like, when can we go home? Just hanging out. And now it's like, nobody even goes in to drink coffee. My dad still goes every single day.
Yeah.
At noon, gets a coffee, sits there and sits in his car. But it's funny because old habits sometimes don't die at all. But right? He circled back there and the donuts are still great. And
yes,
he'll still
are.
Drink his coffee. And it's the same people they're running it. Now it's the kids, but
right.
It's awesome.
Generations
to still see.
Of family.
Mm-hmm. That's
now, what's incredible. Your favorite donut if you had to pick? I know you're not too big.
I like an old fashioned, which is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not glazed, just.
Okay.
Not a sweets person, really, you know, but right. that hits it for me. My son's favorite is anything with sprinkles.
Anything with sprinkles?
Yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
right. I love their peanut butter filled.
Oh, yeah. That's Nick's favorite as
is
well.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, there's one of those in there for that reason. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. So let's talk about, I saw on social media, you have a shop dog.
I do.
Yeah.
Lincoln is our shop dog. He, my gosh, he's over a year old. He's a year and 2 months now. So we have gotten him since I've seen you last.
Yeah.
I love bully breeds that I've always had, like, American Bulldogs, Pit Bull Terriers, kind of like the meatier, the better.
Right.
And we tried maybe two and a half years ago to get a little dog, and nothing against little dogs. We got a mini dachshund, and it just wasn't a good fit for a boy.
Yeah.
That I was scared he was going to break our little Henry. And he was really hard to train. So we ended up, passing him on to family, and Nick's parents have him and they love little dogs. They have a bunch of them. So he's living his best life, but also wasn't really a good fit in the salon. He just
barked
like
a lot, or
no, it was more the peeing, marking.
Oh,
anytime
no.
some yeah.
Oh,
so
no, you can't have that.
Nope. So that quickly made my blood pressure rise. So I'm like, okay, this isn't working out. So gave him, he has a great family still, and we get to see him. And then we found Lincoln, and the problem is every time Nick leaves to go away for Navy orders, I get like spontaneous or brilliant ideas to do things because I'm bored. And I saw this dog, and on a breeding website, me and Ollie went and looked at it, and I picked him up before he came home, and Nick came home from Navy orders, and we had a bulldog Lincoln. But he's great. He's awesome. Really easy to train.
Yeah.
Super chill. Happy and healthy, and he can withstand a 6-year-old boy wrestling him.
Wrestling him
so
a little
it's
bit.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's great.
And
how did you come? I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But the name Lincoln.
I'm not sure. Nick. It was tough because we couldn't really think of one, and we didn't have one by the time he had come home. So I think it was the color of him. He looks like a penny, like he's kind of copper, you know?
Yeah.
And Nick came up with Lincoln. And
I like it.
It fit. I like the little human names for dogs.
Yeah.
But
it's a great name, and it fits him because,
like
I said, when I saw the pictures, and it might have even been a video on social media on Instagram, I'm like, oh, Lincoln, that's a great name for, and now American Bulldog, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, he's like the classic standard American purebred.
Good looking dog,
He's a sweetheart. He's a good, literally well-behaved, well-mannered,
just
great
chills
dog.
In the
Chill.
Salon.
Yeah,
he's not marking territory, he's just hanging
nope,
out.
Nope, we don't have accidents, that's not really a problem. I think in the salon, he just loves people so much that, he'll sit on your lap if you allow
great.
Him.
Well, you get a haircut.
That's
relaxing.
Some people love it, some not so much. So, he doesn't come in with me as much anymore because he thinks he can sit in the shampoo chairs and sit on the couch, because he's a lump on a log. So
it's really his salon.
So
he runs it.
Chill days will bring him in. Days I know it's a little bit calmer and stuff. He doesn't have it's not like he's crazy or mouthy or barks a lot, and he loves other dogs and people, but it's more area invasive, he'll literally be on top of you.
Get
the
right
whole
on
time.
You. He wants pets. He wants love.
I
love it. Well, great. So let's dive into it. We'll talk about Ollie and Nick, see how they're doing, catch up with them. But since we spoke last, what's going on? I know off air is a lot of exciting things going on.
Yeah, I almost had when we were thinking about doing this episode and catching up, I'm at first thought, you're like, oh, well, what has happened? And I'm like, holy crap, a lot has happened. It's just time flies. But so we got Lincoln, I think I had just gotten engaged the last time I was here. Yes. That was like a month or two prior. So since then, we have bought a house. We've moved because we were in my other home that I had before we met Nick in Cleona, a little Cape Cod, you know. So I had gotten that for me and Ollie when we moved back to town. And we moved a mile down the road into Annville, and we got a beautiful six-bedroom brick home. Wow. Which I'm like, we don't need six bedrooms. Because, yeah. You know, to grow your family, yeah. Not by six, but, you know, Lincoln and a couple extra spare rooms. Yeah.
A playroom.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He has a whole play floor. He has the third floor is like the boys' apartment, you know. But, yeah, so we got a house, and it's a mile from the salon on the same street. I'm just getting closer to work. You know, I might as well just build a tunnel underneath. As if I wasn't there enough. Now it's easier to even get there. But the house is beautiful. It's historical. It's built in like 1925. So like,
oh, wow.
Gorgeous charm. And we've been updating, doing a lot of things to that. We gutted the entire kitchen and had that completely redone. I'm in the middle of finishing the bathroom, and pretty much everything's done at this point. So like, now we can just live, and it feels cozy. It feels like home. And yeah. I told him I'm going to die there. So don't ever think about moving again, because I don't want to move that house.
It's your forever home.
But until we need to go back to the other house, the Cape Cod, this one floor, because we can't do stairs and we're old, you know?
Right,
so
yeah.
We've got both. We've got our retirement home down the street, and we got our family home for now. But so we moved. That's great. Love the house. He actually, with his real estate, like he was able to do the whole transaction. So he got license and did all of that. So that was a fun experience for his first sale, was his own home, you know. So and actually we never really like announced this because we didn't actually have a wedding yet, but we got married at the end of July.
Wow.
We just did a good old sign our papers and went and filed it at the courthouse, and then, you know, coming this spring or summer, we're going to do like a nice little celebration.
Yeah.
Probably in our backyard, which is
perfect.
Close friends and family. Yeah. Celebrating, you know, just the unity of our family and keeping it small and keeping it in, you know, the place we love, and maybe some good food trucks and a good time. And
there you go.
Not a lot of stress. That's not.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
So new house,
marriage,
salon, you know,
dog,
puppy dog, right. Ollie. I mean, it's a lot of great things. And for the listeners that might not be familiar, House of Hair is located 513 West Main Street, Annville, PA. So probably chances are a lot of you have driven past it and maybe not noticed, you know, right down from the college, right down from LVC.
If you just say it's the salon, the garage that's a salon, or salon garage, everybody's like, oh my gosh, that one. It's because you can see right in, and you, as soon as you look in and you realize it's not a garage, it's a salon, right. You know, they're like, oh, that.
Yeah, well, before I met you, you know, I would drive that road all the time, and I'm like, oh, it's a nice garage, but never looked in. And then after we talked, now I cannot, every time I go past, I'm always like, that's Heather's place, you know. I'm always looking over.
Nighttime, it'll catch your eye because it's, you know, it sits back because the parking lot's in the front. So if it's a little darker and the lights are on inside you, it really catches your eye and pulls you into seeing what's actually inside of it. So, I love that place. It's like, that's home to me, you know.
And I love Christmas because you have your tree right there.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
Those windows. And I think we put the Christmas stuff up before Thanksgiving this year because so many people message, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love driving by that. It like makes me smile. And it's like, that's to bring the joy. That's what it's about, you know. And if I can do it a couple extra weeks, then let's do it, you know.
100%. Let's take a quick sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, Whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a garage beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. So to pick back up, let's talk about the salon. Let's talk about House of Hair. You know, if listeners want to go back to episode 46, they can get kind of the origin story of how that came about. But let's catch up. Like, what's the salon up to now? How are the ladies doing? What's going on?
Oh, so we're still doing hair. There are 7 employees other than me. So there's 7 girls. I have one extra employee right now that like I'm going through the interview process and watching her do some models and stuff, so potentially 8. One of my employees is on a missions trip right now in Kenya, which is like,
whoa,
super cool. She was in Hawaii for 3 months doing training and then went to Kenya to work with kids and, you know, spreading the message about God and stuff. So that's really awesome to see somebody. I think she's 19 or 20. So
wow.
Unbelievable to see that happen. I have one that just had a baby, little baby girl. Larissa had a baby girl, Lennon.
Congrats.
She's a doll. Two of them just bought houses. It's awesome. It's cool to see so many of them. You watch them grow, right? And mm-hmm. being the oldest one in the salon, it's really neat to see. It's like having other children that like you pour yourself into, mm-hmm. and there's nothing more rewarding than to see them succeed, not even in like the industry, but more so in life, right? So to see them happy and doing well and taking their lives to the next steps, and that's, you're proud, right? Like, so,
oh, yeah.
And also to be able to financially like pay somebody and have them have the ability to purchase a home and be able to do that in life, like to know that like I can do that because of my passion, like that I never in a million years never thought like, oh wow, somebody would be able to carry out that type of responsibility and goal partially because of what you've built, you know,
yeah.
mainly because of their work ethic too. Right. But, to help somebody get to that part in their life is like extremely rewarding, and not that I'm doing anything, but just knowing that like they have a space in, you know, my second home to be able to build their career and then build their life at home too, based around that it's pretty freaking awesome. You don't look at, when you're opening a business, you don't really look at those features of it mm-hmm. until they hit, until like, you're like, wow, like I'm sending these like reports to like a mortgage company for them. And like, holy shit, like how am I here? Right. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they keep me young. So I'm like, how am I even able to like do this for somebody and like help somebody achieve these kind of things by just doing what I love, because like business owning and doing hair is just natural and I love doing it. So to see these girls like grow their lives because of something that I just also love to do, it's really awesome and really rewarding. And like you can't fill a cup with things quite like that, you know. It's great. They're like my children, and I would do anything to support them and to help them grow. And they're also my best friends and family to me, and their kids are family to me. So I couldn't ask for more, honestly, in like the workplace or what I've built there. Mm-hmm. House of Hair just kind of was always natural for me, and it always flowed natural and evolved naturally, and I never tried to like force anything, because it doesn't end up working out when you do, quite honestly. And I've learned that lesson in life, you know, early on. So if it's meant to happen, it's gonna happen authentically and organically, and that's how I feel like with my team and the business. But yeah, we're still just cooking some hair out of there. We got some good plans to do an expansion on the back. So we're hoping to start that in spring. When I bought the building, there was already a little bit of an expansion happening. Like they had already like put the roof up, and the previous owners were contractors. So like,
okay,
you know, buying it, I knew that there was room to grow when I bought the building. So it was just finding the right time. I don't really feel like I need to, but there's like, you know, at a certain point you're like, okay, now what, you know? Yeah, and I also can shout out to Nick for kind of lighting a fire under my ass for that kind of stuff. Because yeah, he's always pushing me, you know, because I could at this point of life, I feel like I've found contentment, and like, I'd be cool riding out what I got like this till the day I die, because I feel like I already have everything I need, you know, and I'm happy and my family's healthy and life is good, right? But also you got to push yourself to do a little bit more sometimes. And this is where he's like, all right, so what's next, you know? And I'm like, maybe a nap, you know?
Right, yeah, take a break a little bit,
But that's what, you know, that's the great thing about him, is he does push me and remind me of the goals that I've set. And so in the back, I would love to expand out there, open a couple more areas for service. It would give me almost double the occupancy and size of the front of the building. Yeah. And then also, you know, one of my biggest passions, and I've done this throughout my career on and off, is teaching. And I love educating, and you know, I have mentorships and assistants, and like, there is that passion, but there's not the time in my life to travel and do that, right? So I stopped doing it because I wanted to like ground my base back at home and not be traveling all over and putting my time where I didn't feel like I had some to pull from, you know. So I plan to go back to school to get my teaching license and have an education area and room in the expansion as well, sort of like some, you know, an academy of some sort that I can mentor and have apprentices that would get licensed then. Yeah. So it would all just flow together within the salon. We're not like changing brands or anything like that, just adding to and offering some new services to the clients that we already have. So that's hopefully spring. You know, we're working on the contractors are working on a layout and giving me a building plan, and then we'll hit some zoning permits and ARB boards, and you know, it's historical, so you get to go through all those board meetings to get all everything approved. Stuff. Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's exciting.
It's very exciting.
It is. Also nerve wracking because, you know, there's already 7 employees and I'm like, this is good. We're good. You know, so it's, I'm the type of person that I like to manage all my stuff. Right. Okay. So like I dabbled in having a manager before for the whole salon, and I didn't like it. Like I felt like removed from a lot of
almost
it.
Almost like distant. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have good relationships with all my employees.
Which is great.
I don't need the middle person there, right? So as much as it's pulls from your time to micromanage and to manage the whole thing, that's how I feel like I'm able to keep that energy and that family environment in there between all of us. It got a little weird with managers, you know, it's like there's a line drawn somewhere that you feel disconnected, and I don't want to feel that. Now I do have one of my newer stylists, but she's in school and she's been there for a little bit. Her name's Maddie. I just gave her like front desk manager, you know, position. And it's because she is great and she can handle it, and she handles a huge workload while being in school finishing her licensing. She is a workhorse. She's a good kid, and I know she can handle like a little bit more responsibility. And right. I see a lot of myself in her when I was getting started. So just pushing her a little, you know, like giving her a little bit more. Yeah. So there's like some things I feel like I can alleviate and allow somebody else to take control of, but her and I work closely together. So it's cool to give her a little bit more authority and get her excited about the career coming up. Yeah. And she's going to be a great stylist. So it's all around great. I can't really have nothing to complain about. Like, just did my taxes. Business is good.
Good.
Shout out to Daniel at, I say SS&M because I always screw up. I think it's Stanilla, Siegel, and Masser.
Oh, yeah, right down the street. Yeah.
Best accountant. And I always shout out my resources, you know, best accountant. And they also do like my bookkeeping throughout the year. So that has alleviated all the stressors of owning a business. Right. Like when you know stress. It's done right and you don't have to worry at tax time. Actually a good time because we overpay. So like life is good. But yeah, I've had some fun experiences with accountants in the past. And when you find a good one, you just appreciate them and hold you keep them. And right. Oh, yeah. And I'll
100%.
Yeah. Send everybody I know to him. So it's brilliant. But yeah, everything's good with the salon. And, you know.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you're going back to school, right, to get further education on yourself, to then be a teacher. And like I mentioned off air, I think you will be a great teacher because you're truly living your passion, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of people, I think, go through life, like you said, or they settle, like, okay, I'm going to work here or there or whatever. And I don't want to mention any industries or anything like that. But, you know, a lot of times people settle because they're like, okay, I'm happy. You know, this mm-hmm. is it. This is my life, you know, and you go through life and then your ticket gets punched and that's it. But the fact that you're living your passion, you have a great team of ladies that all seem to love working for you, love working with you, you know, and you've built something that they're proud of, I'm sure. I know you're proud of it, you know, and then you're able to see like these, you play a small role that they're like, hey, buying houses or getting a new car or whatever it may be. And it just grows from there. So I'm excited to see the addition and what you do. And I think it'll work great because I know, you know, there's so many schools, you know, high schools, LVCs right there to pull from to get students and things. Mm-hmm. I think for the House of Hair, it's the right move. It's a great,
you know, what hit me, Austin, was, please, so yeah. Maddie was, you know, Maddie started with me. I'm horrible with time frames, but it's been a good bit over a year, right? So she's came in just for a summer job. She's like, hey, she lives in town. She was gonna go to Hack for nursing. And she came in, referred to me by another hairstylist in town, a good friend of mine, and just wanted like a front desk job. And within a week of working there, she's like, I want to do hair, you know? And what had ended up happening is, it's tough to get funding, right? Like with the school, and I think beauty school right now, you're looking at like 20 to 25,000, right? For oh, wow. Like, if you go full time, you can do it in 9 to 10 months. Part time, it's about 2 years. Votech is the way to go if you can get in. But our CTC is, that's one of the top programs. So they have wait lists, and they take only 2 people from each school.
It's always
full. It's really hard. Yeah. And I have been working with them too. I've just joined like the board. They're sitting with my old teacher trying to figure out how to get more teachers in there to double the class size and get these kids at that point. Cause you're signing up in ninth grade. You got to know what you want to do.
Definitely.
Right.
Right.
Get them onboarded to like start their career path. Right. So Maddie wants to go to school. Right. And so she signs up at Empire And because you're not below a poverty line,
okay,
you don't get help with funding. And if your family makes enough, but like, so she's out of school, needs to work a job to be able to pay the payment, but you're going to school. So like, how do you work enough hours to make a payment, which is almost a mortgage
on
a loan
that
they want you to pay off by the time you're done with school? So it's like,
wow.
How do you manage that while working if you're not getting funding or like helpful resources where they're, you know, giving, you know, just help where you can apply for different.
Oh, like grants and things.
Yeah, grants and stuff.
Yeah, sorry, definitely. No, yeah.
But so it was like, I'm like, wow, that's nuts that so many people can get help. But then I have this girl that legit wants to go and wants to work to go. So she's here busting her ass. Like, she goes to school and comes straight from school to work until we close. Does the same thing every day.
Every day.
To like pay that school loan.
Grinding
to
it out. Yeah.
And, you know, it's super impressive because I think in the beginning she was terrified because she's like, I'm not going to be able to make this work. And I'm like, you will. It's going to be tough as shit for 2 years, but
it
is possible. You can do it. And she's been doing it. And she, you know, I'm like, this is going to make you stronger. And this is going to, you know, like, this is something you're going to have to work and fight for. And she did it. And she's almost done. And I think she's going to be super proud. I know she's proud of herself. I think she's sick of school and she's tired because she's just, this girl is ready to work, you know, like, she is going to be a great hairdresser. She's driven. And she just needs to get through that bookwork to get the license, right? But so in my mind, I'm like, okay, damn, if I had my teaching license, she could be working with me, learning behind the chair and gaining the same hours as if she was in school.
Right.
You know, within a curriculum, like I would have to, you know, teach them as well, like certain book stuff. But the experience she has being in the salon on top of going to school, like school's teaching you what you need to know to get through that state test, right? But because she's been in a salon for this long, like she is already like beyond ready.
Oh, I'm sure. Experience-wise, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, that just built like – this girl is like already to a different level, not even out of school, than like what some of these girls are coming out of school that don't have that experience and are just sitting. And to be honest, when you're in this industry, like your brains are creatively like learning, right? So like you can't sit there and read what you need to learn and like understand it. You got to do right. So like hands-on is how we learn. Like that's how we got to touch it and feel it and move it, you know, and that's really how we learn best. So like, it's hard to sit and learn something from a book or from a video without doing. So like she's doing and she's been doing and so ready. But I'm like, how do I put this together where these girls can come in here? Okay, I love to teach, so I could teach them while I'm here at work. They can have the in-salon experience, so they're learning also like what's actually going on in the salon and prepping themselves. Also watching some really great hairdressers within the salon and gaining that experience while not strapping somebody to pay for this.
Yes.
Because they can work while they're learning, right? Yeah. So like
it's brilliant.
It is. And you don't have to work and go to school because you're doing it all at the same time.
And why can't you do that? Like it makes total sense.
Yeah.
And so what I love about that is nothing beats real world experience. Mm-mm. Nothing. Like, and just like you said, you can't sit, read a book or watch a video. Maybe some people can learn that way, but a majority of people, you got to be hands-on, you know, and the more you do it, repetition, the better you get at it. So you saw a problem or a need, and now you're creating a solution. And I love that because, again, it's showing that you're thinking not just about yourself and the business, but but the future, you know, and yeah. what can you do to help others? And did you say her name's Maddie?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Maddie, because that's phenomenal. Because I'm sure she's like, oh, this is hard, you know, this is tough. But now she's worked through it, like you were saying, mm-hmm. and it's at the point where soon all that hard work's going to pay off, and she's just going to be a kick-ass hairdresser, you know.
And she loves working. Doing what she loves. Yeah. Coming to work. But school is, you know, school is school. And when you have to be there, and like a lot of the stuff she already knows because she's experienced it.
Yeah.
I think the attitude towards that is so different. So why not have it be fun? You right. can enjoy it. You can be around people that are in with good energy, right? And like learn, get experience. And I can, you know, to me, I'm like, okay, so then I'm winning, because I'm like filling that teaching hole that, you know, I yeah. have been like just letting sit there empty, you know, like I teach and, you know, talk to the girls and the junior stylists and stuff like that in the salon. But like to be able to like, again, it's like watching a plant grow, you know, so to be able to like feed this.
Yes.
That's the most rewarding thing, is to watch them do well after you contribute and like pour yourself into that. It's the best part, is to watch them grow. Oh, you know,
yeah.
So
yeah,
that's, I find that I can be behind the chair all day and do what I love to do, and I have great clients, and I can, you know, almost do this hair with like my eyes closed, and I love it. But to be able to build stylists, or like give them the place to grow or what they need to learn and grow, that's really what's the most rewarding part. I don't know how else to put it, is like that's awesome to me.
Yeah.
Like, and I never saw myself opening the business for that reason, because usually, again, it's like financially driven, or because it also is your passion. So like you're like, hey, I can make a living like this, and you know, I like to do business stuff and I like to do hair, so this will work, right? But
right.
now it's like, wow, I can like help others grow while like feeding myself, because seeing their growth and achievements and skill just get better and better and better is literally what feeds me, you
yeah.
know? And
it fuels you. Yeah.
yeah, it's a really prideful feeling to see that, you know, and no dollar can ever measure up to that. It's just really like, it's awesome to see. And it's like watching your babies grow. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Shout out to all the ladies at House of Hair. You're doing a phenomenal job. Keep it up. And Heather, I mean, just what you're, the fact you're even willing to go back to school too, to further your education, mm-hmm. to get that, you know, that teaching license or certificate, however that works, you know, that says a lot about you. Because I feel like too, sometimes, again, you're the owner. Mm-hmm. So some owners would be like, I don't need to go back to school. I know everything. You know, why should I go back to school? And the fact that you're willing to train like the next generation, you know, I don't know. I think that's pretty awesome. You know, I really do.
That one rolls back to Nick again. He's like, all right, what's next? What do you want to yeah. do? Go back to school. And I'll be honest, I had it set up to go last January. I literally signed up, was ready to start, went in, like got my paperwork done, signed, and had a start date. And I had like a severe mom guilt set in. And I think I talked to the director of this, of Empire, a couple weeks prior. And I'm like, listen, there was a lot going on, you know, my dad was going through some stuff and Nick's mom was going through some stuff. And more so I was like, Ollie's starting kindergarten yeah. in a couple months, like, or this year. And like, this is the last summer I have with him. And although I wasn't, because it was a hybrid school, so I could go in a day and a half and then do a day and a half online, I wasn't like super strapped with my schedule, but it was taking away from my days off with Oliver. And I am super stingy with those. Like, I want all of them.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah,
nope.
Nothing wrong with that.
At this age, that's my biggest goal. And that is my biggest that's all I want to do, right? Like, I want to raise my son and I want to spend as much time as possible. That's also one of the biggest reasons of owning your own business, is to have the flexibility. And, you know, I got pregnant with him immediately before opening, and my business has given me the ability to raise my son and be with him as much as possible. And that is the greatest gift out of, I think, working for myself, you know? So I was like, I think I was going through it myself and not like realizing what it was that it was like holding me back from like feeling excited about going back to school.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sat down with Nick one day and I was like, I don't know that I want to do it right now, because like, this is my last summer with him. And I'm pretty sure I started crying about it. And he's like, so push it off. Like,
yeah,
you know, as much as he's like, you know, my fuel, he's also like, he knows that my number one job is mom, and he could tell something was like eating at me about it. And yeah. I didn't want to lose the last summer of my free time with Ollie before he was in school 5 days a week full time. So I did push it off, and they're like, no problem. Like, come back when you're ready. And now he's in school and ready to get it started again. And it's a quick 9 months. You know, you don't need, it's not the same amount of hours for getting your like cosmetology license to get your teaching license. And then what's cool is I think if I start it like really soon, I'll be able to go in and teach with Maddie that's still in school.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that is really cool.
Full circle. But yeah, getting that all going. And yeah, now Ollie's in kindergarten, and I find myself on a couple days like not knowing what to do with myself, going into work when we're closed, taking clients, like just to go in because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm alone
pass
now.
The time,
yeah,
right?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's always crap to do, you know, but.
Right. There's always things to do, but right. And I think, you know, until you have like your first, you know, your first baby, mm-hmm. your first child, it's like, you know, you get so close, you're so close to your kids and you want to spend every minute with them. Like you said, being an owner, having your own business, your flexible hours, which is huge. And it's like, yeah, because some listeners might just be like, well, what is she talking about? You know, she can see her son anytime, whenever she wants, you know. But I would probably get emotional too. I mean, I know on the episode that we did, first time I met you, it got emotional because it's mm-hmm. like, they're your everything, you know,
everything.
And you don't realize that, especially if you don't have kids, you don't realize like they're your everything. You do anything for your kids. And so let's talk about, because you got some kind of exciting news or something big coming up with Ollie, other than kindergarten.
Yeah.
So let's hit on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Kindergarten, it's a whole, wait till that happens. Cause it's just, it's so cool, you know, and I'll touch on this before the really exciting news, but, it's so neat to see them become like their own little people. He just turned 6, you know, a couple weeks ago, and now I'm like tearing up already, but, it goes way too fast. It's like, you know, you look back at the pictures of when they're born and it's like, time is really a thief, you know? And I have like one of the coolest little human beings in front of me. And I feel like each year gets greater. And I say that about every year. I'm like, oh my gosh, this was the best year yet. But every year gets greater and greater. And this age is truly like the funnest, and they're still genuine and innocent and so lovey, but they're also becoming people. Like the other day I looked at his feet and I'm like, dude, you have like, they're not little baby club feet anymore. Like your toes are getting longer and your feet are longer. And like what, it's insane, you know, but, time passes way too quick, and kindergarten, I think, really makes you like, it hits you.
It hits you hard.
Yeah, it hits you because you lose, you know, all those hours a day with them. And yet it's like some of the coolest stuff, you know, like I brought his little wrestling trophy because we just started wrestling. So now it's That's a whole nother, you know, ball game, the sports and, you know, all of that stuff. But it is so cool to see them become their own person and have their group of friends and, like, you know, just how they talk. And it's nuts. It's honestly been like the coolest year. And I just feel like I won the lottery, you know, like it's kind of like a surreal feeling to have a healthy child. That's great. But yeah, that leads into tomorrow is actually we have a hearing that Nick is legally adopting Oliver. So he is with the marriage in July. Oliver was able to legally be adopted by Nick, and that happens tomorrow. So that's pretty freaking huge.
That's
and
awesome.
It's incredible. And that, you know, has always kind of been part of the plan, because Nick's been in Ollie's life now for more than half of his life. And Oliver's biological dad has been out of it for more than that. And, you know, Ollie only knows Nick as his dad and knows nothing different. And that's his normal. And that's great. And he's happy. And they have a fantastic relationship. And Ollie admires and loves him. And Nick's a fantastic dad. And
that's great.
They both deserve that, right? Like, and I'm so looking forward to tomorrow to be able to celebrate the unity of it all, you know. And Ollie's really excited to get his last name. And
is he? That's great.
You know, to him, he understands there's an adoption. He doesn't understand why so much. It's more that he knows we got married, so he knows like our last names are changing. So he's to him, he's adopting his last name, and you know, that you can tell it means a lot to Ollie, because it's Nick's, right? So like the admiration, that's where that kind of falls. And you know how much he looks up to him, like he wants to have that, but also in a very innocent way, because he's not of the age yet to kind of comprehend like what has happened and what is happening. And that time will come. And you know, we're truthful with him, and he just, the comprehension isn't there yet. And there doesn't need to be something made out of nothing at this point. So when the time comes, and you know,
you cross that bridge.
Yeah, we cross that bridge. And he's happy. Like I don't feel like there's any confusion or questioning, because like he's got everything he needs. He's got a lot of people in his life that love him. He has a mom and dad that love him, and that's all that really matters. You
100%.
Know? Yeah. So that's tomorrow, and I'm
February 10th. February 10th.
So excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a really freaking long road and a really bumpy one up until this point.
Yeah, you've been through a lot.
Yeah, I am really. This is it. You know, this is. After this, I really don't know that there's anything else that I would ever need in my life. I don't think it could get better, is kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like this is really, I feel like super blessed and grateful for Nick coming into our lives and supporting us emotionally and, you know, loving Oliver like he was his from day one, you know, and not any different any day, you know. It's just been
unconditionally.
Yeah. And that's what it's about with a kid. It should be completely unconditional, and they know when they feel that, you know. It's not, you can't brainwash a kid of this age that kind of feeling, you know. Like they really got to feel it, and you can see that he does, and he's excited about it, and that's what's important. And we're excited. And yeah, it's been an exhausting road, but we have arrived, and all good things ahead. You know, like you don't go through some shit to not have greatness at the end of it, you know. So it's incredible. Yeah, I feel really lucky and blessed. Yeah, I couldn't ask for anything else. So that's tomorrow morning. I'm excited. And I think, you know, a bunch of our family's coming and...
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the hearing, the courthouse hearing that like is a really exciting one that everybody wants to be at, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that. So life is good. It's great. And, you know, Oliver's got a great dad and Nick is a great dad. And I could not be happier.
Shout out to Nick and thank you for your service. You mentioned he's in the Navy currently.
He's in DC right now. He's supposed to be there all week, but he's driving home tomorrow for a hearing and then heading back.
That's a great dad. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Perfect. Let's take a quick snack break. This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go. With 11 grams of protein, high-quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky. Eat, meat, repeat. Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy the things that actually catch you, you know? Like, I wouldn't think that talking about kindergarten was what was going to make me cry today, but...
It is. I mean, I'm not looking forward to that, you know, with Parker. And of course, we're close with Finn, but like Parker's got kind of her own little personality, you know. Yeah, it's amazing what can pull on your heartstrings and get you going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want to shout out Kate and Austin Ginder. Kate is the owner of Radiant Skin Aesthetics. Mm-hmm. I believe I said that right. It's a hard word for me. But Kate was on the podcast previously, and Austin's a great guy. I got to meet him on the golf course. And they just had a baby boy. So shout out to you guys. That's Jay awesome. Jay Allen. What a great name. So hopefully the family's doing well and everybody's doing good there. But just want to shout yous out. And then to kind of segue from that, because you're very close with Kate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just over there. I did her color at home so I could sneak my way in to see the baby.
The baby.
And he's a sweetheart. But yeah, we didn't really know each other before, like, I think, so she was doing my facials a little bit before she opened her business, but we kind of like formed that industry relationship, which quickly led into a business, you know, friendship, and then spiraled, and then, you know, the rest is history. We kind of like, we have a lot in common. We have a lot that we can relate to as far as getting started, work, and, you know, running the business. And it's cool to have somebody that like-minded you can bounce things off of, right?
Sure.
And
yes.
Now we have baby boys, and I'm glad it was a boy for her. So, yeah, it's fun to have somebody in your life, not only career-wise it's similar, but, you know, now with the family and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's a sweetheart. He's a good baby. And she seems to be doing completely well over there. And she's a good mom and a great business owner and boss and, you know, esthetician, all the things. So, yeah, it's cool to still have that relationship and keep it going. It's very natural. Like, we're not like, hey, we need to hang out. It's like, I'll see you when we got time. You know?
Yeah,
and
right.
Usually it's we're catching up, doing each other's hair or skin or, you know, seeing the kids. And she got to watch Ollie grow up. And now she has her own little boy
guy
that I get to watch grow up with her and watch her, you know, blossom into motherhood. And, yeah, it's really cool. But, yeah, we did the podcast there together for, like, a little bit.
You started the podcast. Yeah, yeah.
I think it was a couple months ago we were chatting about, it was shortly after I got married and she was still pregnant. We're like, hey, we should do a catching up one. And then it was funny because we literally couldn't find time.
Time.
Like, it's the time thing, you know? And that was kind of where we still have it. It's not a thing anymore. We just don't have the time for it.
Right.
And businesses are crazy. And, you know, not only are we running a business, but we're working full time behind it, you know,
yes.
on just being like for me, it's like being behind the chair working with my clients, but then you're also doing the business end of it. And now, you know, she's a mom, I'm a mom, and, you know, you're married and have a family and all these responsibilities. So to find time to meet up where you don't have anything else going on,
it's
and
an
hour
tricky.
Or two. Yeah. And then to find the time to edit, which is even more
time. I think
time.
Sometimes editing takes longer than the recording.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%. And you know, we're not pros at that. So we're by no means fast.
Right.
And then, you know, finding content, and it's a lot. It's another job.
I was going to really say, is. Yeah, it becomes a full-time job in itself, just trying to produce content for your podcast. And for the listeners, that was House of Radiance podcast. And it is still the episodes
still
are
there.
All there. You can go listen and there
we'll
could
get
be,
there.
Yeah, I was going to say we'll down the road, there. It'll be there. Yeah. Then, which is exciting.
Let's get things, you know, settled. And I feel like we're starting to settle, you know, and she's had the baby and starting to go back to work a little. And we'll have a lot to chat about and catch up with, at least on the first one. And yeah, there's, you know, we were talking a little, you and I, about like content, and there is always content. It's just like kind of slowing it down a little and, you know, not unloading everything all at once. So, just kind of like getting some more episodes out there, but I'm sure we will. And, you know, maybe we'll have, some guests on and stuff like that eventually. But yeah,
there you go.
It's finding the time, and you know, you got to know when to pull it back and where to put your time, you know, like put your chips where they need to be at that time. And
good
that's
way to put it.
You're constantly moving the chips around, you know. And I think her and I both knew that we didn't have the time without even saying it, and we kind of, you know, mutually just were busy, and that happens, and that's life, and there's
nothing
you can do about it, and there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's just putting the chips where they matter at that time. And now we have our chips where they need to be, and maybe we'll slide them back there. But
yeah. And just getting in a routine too, especially having a newborn, you know, it's like, throws your routine out of whack.
So. There's not really a routine. It's just like you're surviving. get through it, and you know, then you'll blink and they're six, and you're like, holy shit, how did we got through it? But it's great. Yeah, and she'll truly enjoy the ride. It'll be fun.
They'll be great parents for sure. Now,
You
know, you contribute a lot of your time, you know, and you recently found your faith and everything, and in your past, you've been through so much. So I just want to talk about some of your like purpose and perspective and just donating your time, because I think it's very important to give back to the community
and
the people that you serve. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I ever, you know, when I was young, I never really went, you know, about 10 years ago, I wasn't looking at, I was selfishly looking at my time more like, how can I either make money off of my time or do something for myself with it? And now it's more like, it's not even really so much about the money at all. It's about gaining more than that, right? So I get so much more from giving back. And I think anybody that does give back realizes that the fulfillment you get from helping others. So I've been giving back for a little while. I do a lot of stuff, honestly, and I don't ever feel like they're jobs, you know. It's just kind of, and I do things that are actively a part of my life at that time. So like there are chips that are no longer in places because we phased out of those kind of things. But like I sit on a couple soccer, like I'm on the Lebanon soccer board. I've sat on like soccer club boards, and you know, Ollie plays soccer, so that we're a part of that. Nick and I are both on the Cleona Park and Rec board, helping out the Cleona Park that we used to live in front of, trying to get some good activities going there for kids and help with that kind of stuff. I recently, not recently, probably within the last year, have been volunteering at LCBC Church here in Lebanon, down the street.
Right down the street,
So finding time and going back there, which leads to the whole finding faith again thing that I'll circle back around on. So I help out in their cafe team, and Ollie loves to go into their Adventure Cove for church. So it's cool because he'll come with me. He'll help me do the cafe, the coffee and stuff in the morning. And then he's really excited to get to his classroom. But
that's good. That's really good.
Yeah, it's, you know, with church, I was always like, as long as he wants to go and likes to go, like I always felt like I got stuff from it, but I didn't want him to feel like on a Sunday he had to get up because we do the 8:30 church. So like we're there at 7:45, you know,
bright and early. Yep.
I don't want him to feel like I'm dragging him out to do something that he's obligated to do. I want him to enjoy it. And he hops right up. He's ready to go. So it's never a task to get him there with me. Sometimes a little sleepy, but he wants to be there.
Understandably right.
Yeah. So, and then I go back to Votech and I teach there. I help them out on there. They just put me on their occupational board as well to help, like I said, fine tune the things in the curriculum and the school with the cosmetology program to better the students and just that chat, that whole, what word am I looking for? That department in whole, you know, the teacher there is great. And she was great to me the whole time I was there. And I think I just heard that she's retiring this year, which is really sad, but, helping out there. I'm trying to think what else. Anywhere I can.
You do so much.
Yeah. The stuff that, if I'm involved in it and it's like something for my family or, you know, trying to help other stylists and stuff like that, like I'm all in. Sometimes I pick up more than I should. But I also know when it's too much and I don't ever feel like I'm not somebody, I don't say no often because I always like put thought into what I'm doing beforehand and I'm probably like an overdoer, right? So if I'm not going to be able to do it extremely well or give my all, then I will be like, hey, no, I can't do this, you know? But I know how valuable time is. And this is something like Nick and I are really heavy on is like where you put your chips, right? So like not pulling away from family time, or if we're doing this, we're doing it as a family. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that I contribute my time to, I'm contributing them because we're involved in it, right? So like, you know, Nick coaches Ollie's baseball, I coach his soccer, he helps me coach his soccer, like, so that's why we're so involved in like the sports boards and stuff like that. And you know, to me, church is really important and building that foundation for Oliver and, you know, good morals and, you know, just starting them young that like, it's important for me to, if I'm there, why not give back and be able to help out a little bit? And yeah, same thing across with the career and the stylists and helping with the schools, like those, all those things fall into the categories in my life that are really important. And it's authentic to me. Like I'm not doing anything that like I don't know about, or I'm not like I can't give good advice or give good help or really benefit that department in any way. Like I make sure it's like there are things that I can help with, right? Mm-hmm. Or just stuff that like matters, you know, and it matters. It matters to us. And you know, I know Oliver loves seeing us, loves having us coach his stuff, and he'll remember that. And, now I just signed up to go in and, like, teach at his school. And, you know, people call me nuts, you know, because they're like, with what time?
That's what I was going to say, yeah. With what time? But you find the time because you care, you know.
I find the time, but I also, it's managed well, you know. Like, I'm very, my time is managed really well and I'm very organized with everything. And that comes with the whole business stuff. Like, you know, there are certain days I'm off and if Ollie's in school, that's where I manage things. You know, you won't find me finding a babysitter to go do this stuff. It's not happening because that's my main priority, you know? And if I do, then I'm always reconsidering like, okay, is this where I need to be putting my time? Because no, I want my time with my family first. That is always what comes first. So somehow it has all worked out that I don't pull away the time from the places that are most important for me for mm-hmm. these other things, you know? And it's, again, really fulfilling and rewarding and great to be able to give back. And that's kind of where my perspective with age and experience and things you've gone through, that gives you purpose, right? So that's where my purpose is, to be able to give back to my family first and then to others after that. And while doing that, like, that's when I'm my happiest, you know? And there's so much we can all give, and there's so much people can gain from you giving, that if more of us did a little bit more of it, it would just, it's, you know, it just exudes like joy and gratefulness, you know? Yeah. Like, I know when I go do these things and I see like a little kid leave soccer happy, or, you know, somebody enjoying their cup of coffee that I brewed at church, or the events we put together at the playgrounds, and, you know, little things like that, like, you catch yourself seeing the difference and the change, and, you know, that's your reward, you know? Like, that is, it's so much more than what a paycheck could have given me in that same amount of time. It's just really, like, it's priceless. And that's where my purpose is now in life, is feeling that kind of joy, right? Mm-hmm. And finding that happiness, and having it be organic and authentic and natural, not forcing anything, because that gets you nowhere but backwards. So just letting it flow and knowing when it's time to also pull it, you know, like when you do feel overworked, or, hey, I can't do this now because I can't give it my all. Like, that's okay too. And learning that it's okay to say no and do that kind of stuff. You know, like, I think I was speaking for one of the clubs. I was speaker of the club for a soccer team. And I just recently was like, hey, I have no problem doing it. I've had no problem doing it, but we're not really involved with this club anymore. Yeah. And I'm doing this. And, you know, I feel like it's probably a good time for me to step off now, you know, and doing it respectfully and then not burning bridges. And like,
100%. Yeah.
People can appreciate that, you know, and being upfront.
They respect you for it.
Yeah. Like, and that's your prerogative, you know, like, that's your life and your time, and you should be in charge of that.
Yeah.
And
it's the most valuable thing you have is time.
Yeah. Yep. There's only one thing promised in life, and it's death. So you better spend your time wisely.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
And that's so true.
That is experiencing death so severely in my life, like with, you know, my husband in my 20s and then my mom in my 30s, you know, losing some of the most important things that you have will shake the shit out of you. And really, I'm also grateful for the lessons it taught me, because I will never give up the time that I have with my family for something that isn't like groundbreaking, because I know how short our trip is here.
Yeah,
and like, I want to spend all of it with the people that are the most important. And you don't get a second chance at this life, you know, like, yeah, the perspective of it, you know, those things were like the worst things I could ever experience, but it has changed me and changed my thinking in a whole nother way that I'm really grateful for, because there's almost like no question to me. Like, you can't, if it's not about my son or my husband or my immediate family, like, it's not, like, that's my, like, that's my rock, you know? So like, those people are always what are going to come first to me, and nothing will ever be able to change it. So it's taught me a lot, you know, and I am really grateful for those lessons, because They have shaped me and shaped my path to be very clear. And there's no confusion, you know, what I wake up every day for anymore. And that's a really good feeling, you know, to be content and happy and know that you're spending all of your time and every day on the things that are most important. And that's also what makes you the happiest. So life is good there. And, you know, it took losing a lot for me to also find faith again in believing and finding faith, you know, because I think, like, you know, after you lose two important people, you also realize, well, it made me question, like, is there a God? Because if there was, like, how the hell does this happen?
Yeah.
Not only once, but then to lose my mom in such a severe way too. And the shit that I've gone through in, you know, from about 26 to about 30, oh gosh, 32, 26 to 32 were like some of the craziest years of my life. And those few years challenged me, tested me, and drug me through the dirt that I probably could make a movie about. But it's when I say the things out loud, you know, that I experienced and gone through it, it's almost like you have to hear it said out loud in order to, like, comprehend, like, how serious it is, because you don't, I think you kind of, like, as far as, like, how you try to cope, like, you don't really, like, see it as serious as it is until you hear yourself say it. And then you're like, wow, shit, that was, like, how are you still standing, you know? But during that time, I don't think, like, I had no belief that there was a higher power, because I'm like, this is not what somebody should endure, right? Yeah. Like, and I know people experience a lot worse, and I just lost all faith. There was like, I'm like, there's no God. There's not another side. I don't believe in any of the shit, you know, because this shouldn't have happened. These were good people. Like, what have I done? You know, it made me question everything. But then after losing my mom and meeting Nick and coming out on the other side almost, you know, with my family and finding the blessings in all of it, you know, like realizing, like, maybe I was tested for a reason, or maybe I was put through this to come out here and to be given all of this, right? Like, not given, but, like, presented with this, like, because had none of all of the stuff that I've gone through happened, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. Yeah. And I wouldn't have the perspective I have now. And I don't think, you know, it was after my mom that I started going to church. And because I'm like, when my mom passed away, I was there when she took her last breath. And I was talking to her right before it. And what I experienced when she was passing made me believe that there's something more, because it just, it wasn't normal, you know, like the woman had been on hospice and completely non-coherent and not able to move. Like, she was just basically a vegetable, right, for like a couple of days at home before she passed. And when I was talking to her, she sat straight up and looked at me. And I was talking to her about heaven, which, like, at that point, I was just bluffing, because I'm like, okay, the hospice nurse told me, start talking to her about the other side, like what her paradise looks like on the other side, right? So
yeah.
I'm sitting there in front of her, and we knew it was going to be that day. And I'm folding clothing on her bed while she's on the hospital bed. So, like, she's facing me. I'm talking to her about She loves the beach, right? And that was this that I brought with me, the girls got me for Christmas. It's an ornament of me and my mom looking out into the bay of our favorite place we'd always go together. And actually, I was pregnant with Ollie in that picture. You can't tell because I just told her. But and that's where I spread her ashes on that bay as well. And that's also where Nick proposed to me, that exact bay.
Wow.
So I was describing her paradise. I'm like, Mom, you know, like, it's just like the bay, just like the beach where we go. You have the beach on one side, but if you turn around, like, New York City's right in the back. And I shit you not, Austin, like, yeah, as soon as I described that, she sat straight up. Now, I know there are, like, muscle spasms and all this stuff when you pass and, you know, like, that kind of stuff. No, she literally sat up in her hospital bed, looked at me. I was stunned because I'm like, oh, my God. She laid back down and I screamed for my brother and dad because they were out front. They came in and she took her last breath with us three around her. And it was unreal because I'm like, there's no, like, she didn't move for days.
For days, but she sat up.
But she literally just sat her whole body.
You're describing the bay, yeah.
And that's exactly what the hospice nurse told me to do, which is a woman that encounters this stuff all the time, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, okay, that could be total coincidence, right? Like, there's muscles, there's, you know, stuff going on in the body when you're passing. But that was a really big coincidence.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I know how much she loves that place.
It means a lot.
Yeah. And like her and I used to go to New York a lot and with my sister and all this stuff. So her favorite places were the what I described her paradise in heaven to be to her. Yeah. And that's was her awakening. And that was when she felt like she could go. Right. So that had me thinking. And then shortly after that, I was like, I didn't grow up Catholic. I didn't grow up Christian. I went to like Sunday school here and there, just like, I think for my parents, like get us out of school, out of the house, you know, and stuff like that. But nothing ever stuck. I didn't really have that foundation. So I started to go to LCBC. I had been to an LCBC a couple years back and I really liked like the band and, you know, it was easy going and very comfortable going there into the Mannheim one. And now there's one right down the street in Lebanon. So I had started going by myself and I really liked, I think I went a couple times by myself and then started taking Ollie and I really liked the experience. It wasn't down your throat. People were there in hoodies.
Oh, wow.
And jeans.
Very relaxed.
Yeah. Very relaxed. Everybody is welcoming, but not like in your face. I could go and sit in a corner by myself and enjoy it and not feel pressure or anything. And then Ollie started loving the room he was going in. I started getting involved with the church a little bit. And it definitely opened my eyes to not so much like, I don't need to be convinced that there's a God, right? I think I convinced myself there wasn't because of the events that happened in my life. But what it gives you is like faith and hope that there's more,
right?
Like I think in my 20s, I used to believe in like higher powers and more of like a Buddha sense and like a spiritual sense because I felt some things after losing my husband that were abnormal in like normal society. And I'm like, there's more to that energy, right? So like I felt that there was more spiritually, but I didn't know what, and I didn't believe so much that there was like one God in my 20s. And then finding LCBC, I just more so was finding like hope again and like faith and like comfort in knowing that like my loved ones that did pass are in a good place. And it was also instilling like a good foundation in Ollie, you know, hearing him talk about God and heaven and stuff. And that gave me even more a sense of like security with your parenting and like safety netting him, you know, in a sense, as much as you can.
Right.
But, yeah, it was, and you know, a lot of the messages they do in the different chapters they get into, they're things you can bring into your life every day and practice. It's not just like reading the Bible.
Okay. Right.
Right. Like, you know, and they have really cool events that go on too, like out of this world. Like they decorate the whole church as like movie scenes sometimes.
Oh,
like
wow.
It is mind blowing. It's really awesome. But there are messages that you can put into play every single day. And I just started getting more and more out of it. And when you leave there and you feel good and it's like a good start to your week, and regardless if it's like one God or 20 gods or what, it's just having faith that there is more than what we're living.
What we're
right.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, I'm like, damn, I only figured this out in like my mid 30s. Like this would have been great to have more of this like early on. And that, you know, that's kind of like the mistake I had to go through to learn the lesson to like teach my son, right? So like now I know that I want him to have that foundation of faith and hope, and to know like when you are losing people, like there's goodness on the other side to like help you heal,
yeah.
You know, like knowing that, definitely feeling that and knowing that and like having something to stand on with that whole principle makes it hurt a little less, you know, knowing that they're gone.
Right.
And, yeah, just finding the peace with it and healing from it. It's pretty cool to, and also like the community that's in the church, like
supportive,
it's like supportive, and it's a whole nother family, right? Like I've
good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've jumped in, but I haven't like fully submerged, because there's definitely like, I think I'm not ready to like get baptized yet, because I'm still like learning all of it for myself yet, you know, and like getting to a place where I'm like, okay, fully in this, you know? But I think that time's coming, and I would love to have Ollie baptized and, just keep that foundation strong and keep pushing, and, you know, to have the hope and the faith that on the other side of things, you know, there's something more beautiful than what we have here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, right. I mean, you know better, better than anyone. Life can be very hard,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it can try to break you and put you down. But to have that faith and hope that there is something bigger, and that, you know, you can see, you know, you will see loved ones again. And it gives you something, I don't know how to describe it. It's something you can't touch or see, but you believe in it. And if you, it just helps, I think. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you lose loved ones, but it's like, you still feel like they're there, you know, and it's mm-hmm. like eventually one day, you will see them. And I want to go back and just thank you for, you know, spending, you know, 2 hours today with me, because I know how valuable your time is. And it might be a funny saying that, you know, but YOLO, you really only do live mm-hmm. once. So time is so important. So I appreciate you coming back on the podcast for a second and sharing your story.
I didn't think I was that exciting, but it was fun.
Oh, yes. I think everybody's excited. Everybody has a story.
It's fun to come back.
Yeah, I definitely want to have you back on. So, you know, just to kind of wrap it up, we're getting down to the end of it. I wanted to briefly go over the items. I know, you know, you shared the ornament with you and your mom at the mm-hmm. bay and Ollie's trophy, but you brought a couple others, Lincoln, you know, and so forth. But
the girls at the salon actually got these all made for me this year. They had gotten me Lincoln. They're my little Stinky Linky. That's his nickname. Stinky Linky. And then they got an ornament here that has all the girls in the salon inside of it. So everybody. Cool. Yeah, it's adorable. So, and then my mom. So that, yeah, that's the a picture of her and I at the bay. So my aunt lived right there, and we grew up my whole childhood going there to the beach every summer. So that bay is like really significant. And like I said, I was pregnant there. I had told her there. I spread her ashes there. And Nick proposed there. And we also buried our time capsule of the first year of our relationship together. Me, Nick, and Ollie like put a bunch of stuff in a time capsule and buried it there on that.
That's awesome.
The beach. So I'm looking forward to if we can ever find it when we're old one day.
Did you put a tracker in it?
We have the coordinates. Okay, you know, okay. Thank you, Apple, for that. If it's even not all covered or by water, who knows? Because it's a very small like beach, but I could foresee like that water kind of just taking over that beach one day, or it could be a bigger beach and we'll just have to dig harder. But so that one was that picture itself, where it's at, is like really significant to me. And then I have, they did the Allwine family, because they knew with the adoption coming, they have mom, dad, Ollie, and Lincoln on there.
Yeah.
With the Grinch tree, which is funny because this year Ollie wanted a Grinch tree and we found like the viral Grinch tree and that was in his room and we just took it down. I had a barter with him to take it down. I'm like, okay, when it's your birthday, on your birthday, let's take the tree down, which was the end of January. So we had one Christmas tree up until the end of January, and I just took it down. He wasn't home when I did it, and he didn't realize it because I like filled that hole in his room with something else.
Yeah.
So that's, and then this one he made in kindergarten, his other ornament, and then his wrestling trophy, which, huge sports kid, like, which is very much my child. I love sports. I'm athletic. So is Nick. So like he plays soccer, baseball. He wrestles. He's done karate.
Wow.
He's starting ice hockey because he ice skates. I feel like I'm missing one, but wrestling is a whole nother ball game because it's a team sport, but you're going individually. That's and true. I experienced some feelings and anxiety and sweats this year that I have never experienced in another sport, because that's nerve-wracking to watch your baby wrestle somebody and know that like the other opponent's goal is to like pin your child and you have to sit there and watch it. But thank God Ollie's good at it.
You didn't jump up? Oh, yeah. Okay, good. No. So he's good at it.
He's good at it, which this was supposed to just be like a cool winter pastime.
Right.
And now we're like, you know,
he's all about it,
the coaches are like, get him into clubs. Like, he's really good at this. You know, he's won trophies. He has been pinning kids and he loves it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is stressful. Like, I sweat the moment we walk in the door.
Yeah.
But he does really like it, and that's his biggest trophy he has, and he's really proud. So it's so rewarding to see it, and it's so it's sweet. He's truly a little athlete, yet he's so smart too, and such a good kid. I feel like I can't ask for more, Austin, honestly. Like, I don't want to like push my luck, because I feel like everything,
got a lot of good going
you
on.
Know, the good that has come out of the rough parts of my life has by far exceeded any expectations. So I couldn't be more grateful and like feeling blessed than I am. And I truly would never have like expected to have a business that I love so much with such great people and employees and girls that are my family, you know, and to have a family like I do that brings so much joy every day to me, and we do each other, and everybody's healthy and happy.
Yeah.
You know, living in my hometown in a small town, which is like, you know, it's like my dream. And yeah, I really like don't want to jinx anything, because like I could ride this train until I die and I will feel like, again, like I won the lottery. So life's good. It's very good.
It's
a good feeling, you know. Yeah. You don't go through shit to not come out on the other side, and I feel really blessed. So
perfect. Yeah.
All for a reason, right?
Yeah, all happens Everything for a reason. Is. Yeah. It's in the moment it's tough, you know. Like you wonder why, you know, my grandmother recently passed and she was alpha of the family, thank you, you know. And like she was, you know, we'd always go there for Thanksgiving and everything, Christmas and everything. And you know, she's in a better place. You know, I truly believe that. And the last couple months or even years, because she was in a home here, dementia had set in. And, you know, she wasn't the same person that I remember, you know, or that I choose to remember. And maybe people might not agree with that. But, like, I always remember, you want to remember the good times and, you know, for who they were. But, you know, you go through stuff and everyone's on a different journey. And you never know when it's going to be your time. But you live it one day at a time and try to help or be a part of the community as much as you can, like what you're doing. And the fact that you're literally living your passion and helping raise others up with you, I mean, that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
It's putting out the good energy, you know, like I truly believe that what you put out is what you get back. When you do that, you realize it, right? So like you keep putting out good, you're going to keep getting rewarded with good. And it is, yeah, YOLO. You do only get one life, and all you can do is your best and love the people around you and be truthful and honest with yourself and what makes you happy, and do that, because don't waste time not being happy. You never know.
And spend time with the people that matter the most to you, you know, and your family, loved ones. And, you know, sometimes you hear stories about, oh, you know, I haven't talked to my father or my siblings or whatever. And it's like, man, make that call. Talk to them, or your friends even, you know, talk to your friends, because you don't know what they're going through. And at the end of the day, that phone call could make a big difference. You can have a big impact on somebody, you know, or going to see somebody. And I do highly recommend for new listeners or current listeners, go back and listen to, you know, episode 46 with Heather. Because, again, we talk a lot about, you know, your early life and the things you went through. You know, we don't need to recap them here. We talked a little bit about them, but highly recommend listeners go back. I want to ask, you have a Diet Coke ornament. Are you obsessed with Diet Coke? I forgot about
that one.
Yeah. What's the story of that?
I
mean,
I don't think obsessed, but that's like my drink of choice, I guess. Yeah, I have a coffee in the morning and then a Diet Coke in the afternoon. It's funny because each year we'll go get a new ornament for the tree. I have the aesthetic ornaments and then I have like the family ornaments, you know, and
I feel like that's everybody.
Yeah. Something and like that. I'm all about, like, I want my son to grow up remembering like the memories on the tree and the ornaments. And, you know, it's not to me, I think I used to care so much about how things looked. And now I'm like, no, that's because he's not going to remember that. He's not going to know the house was cleaned and, you know, the tree was perfectly positioned and had all the same colors. He's going to remember the goofy ornaments we put on it, or, you know, so he picked a slushy, a Slurpee, and then Nick had a ranch bottle and I had a Diet Coke. So we all picked, I guess, our favorite goodies, you know, this year and put them on. But I do love Diet Coke, and
so that's a story with that Diet Coke ornament. That's great.
Forgot about that one there.
I want to point out, just in case, I wasn't sure.
Your Diet Pepsi is fine today.
Does that work? Okay, yeah, sorry.
I'll bring you some Diet Cokes to put in your fridge for next time.
We'll get Kate. We'll get Kate in here. We'll do, you know, get you two going. But so before we close out, how can our listeners connect with you on the interwebs? Where's the best place for them to find you? Social media.
So House of Hair, we have Instagram and Facebook. Both of them are House of Hair with two H's in the beginning, which is Heather Herman, which is about to change, but House of Hair, again, with two H's in the beginning. And then our website is the same. So House of Hair with two H's in the beginning.com. And you can connect all over there. And then mine is just Heather's chair.
Yeah.
Like you're sitting in my salon chair. I love that. Chair.
That's a great username for you. That's perfect.
Yeah. It's stuck. And I think I've tried to change it a few times and nothing's ever available that I want, you know. But I'm like, there's a reason that I don't change it. And I have to stick with this one because that, yeah, it works. I like it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we missed that you want to talk about before I end the episode?
Live your life. Be true to yourself. Be good to your people. And do things that make you happy and take care of what's most important. You know, keep your priorities straight with what is most important and who is, you know. And
yeah, live your passion.
Live your passion, yep.
I love it.
With the people you love.
Awesome. Yep. Heather Herman, owner of House of Hair, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me again.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.